The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 9. And he called the 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all demons, and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God, and to heal the sick. And he said to them, Don't take anything for your journey, neither staff, nor bag of provisions, nor bread, nor money. Don't even take two coats. Whichever house you enter into, stay there until you leave the area. And wherever they don't receive you, when you leave that city, shake off the dust from your feet for a testimony against them. So they left and went throughout the villages, proclaiming the good news and healing wherever they went. When Herod the Tetrarch heard about everything which was done, he became perplexed, because some said that John had risen from the dead. Some said that Elijah had appeared, and others said that one of the old prophets had risen again. But Herod said, John I beheaded, so who is this about whom I hear such things? And he wanted to see him. And when the sent ones returned, they recounted to Jesus the things which they had done, and he took them and withdrew privately to a deserted place near the city called Bethsaida. But the crowds found out about it, and followed him. Yet he welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and those who needed healing he cured. As the day began to pass, the 12 came and said to him, Send the multitude away so that they can go into the villages and the surrounding countryside to find places to stay and get food, since we are here in a deserted place. And he said to them, You give them something to eat. But they said, We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless there were some way for us to go and buy food for everyone, since there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, Make them sit down in groups of about 50 each. And they did so, and had them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, blessed them, broke them into pieces, and gave them to the disciples to set before the large crowd. So they all ate, and were satisfied, and 12 full baskets were filled with the fragments which were left over. And it happened, after he had been alone praying, he asked the disciples who were with him, saying, Who do the people say that I am? And they answering said, John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, or others say that one of the old prophets has risen again. And he said to them, But who do you say that I am? And Peter answering said, The anointed one of God. But he strictly admonished them, commanding them to tell this to no one, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and the scribes, be killed, and be raised up on the third day. And he said to all, If anyone wants to follow me, let him totally reject himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to preserve his soul life will have it utterly destroyed. But whoever will agree that his soul life must be put to death for my sake, that one will be being saved through transformation. For how is anyone profited if he succeeds in acquiring the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his own shining glory, in his Father's glory, and in the glory of the holy angels. But I will tell you a truth. There are some standing here who will not taste of death until they perceive the kingdom of God. And it happened about 8 days after he had said this that he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up unto the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his garments became brilliant white and radiated light. And look, 2 men were talking with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who also appeared in glorious splendor and spoke about his death, which was about to be fulfilled at Jerusalem. But Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep. But when they came fully awake, they saw his shining brightness and the 2 men who stood with him. And it happened, as they were departing from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not understanding what he said. While he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they became afraid as they entered into the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved One. Listen to him." And while the voice was speaking, Jesus was found alone. And they kept quiet about this at that time and told no one about any of the things which they had seen. And on the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. And it happened that a man from the crowd cried out, saying, "Teacher, I beg you to have a look at my son, for he is my only child. What happens is that a spirit takes him over, and he suddenly cries out. It throws him into a spasm, and he foams at the mouth, and it is with great difficulty that it stops throwing him around. And I beg your disciples to cast it out." But they could not. And Jesus answered and said, "O unbelieving and corrupt generation, how long will I be with you to care for you? Bring your son here." And as he was still coming, the demon convulsed the boy and thrashed him about. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while all were marveling at all the things which he did, he said to his disciples, "Pay careful attention to these words. The Son of Man will be delivered up into the hands of men." But they did not understand this saying, because it was concealed from them, so that they could not understand it. But they were afraid to ask him about what it meant. Now a dispute arose among them about which of them was going to be the greatest. But Jesus, knowing the inward reasoning of their hearts, took a little child, set him beside him, and said to them, "Whoever receives a little child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For he who is least among all of you, he is the one who will be great." And John answered and said, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we stopped him because he does not follow you with us." But Jesus said to him, "Don't forbid him, for he who is not against us is for us." And it happened, when the time for his ascension was coming near, that he firmly set his face to go to Jerusalem. So he sent messengers before him, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans, to make preparations for him. But they did not receive him, because they could tell that he was on his way to Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and consume them, as Elijah did?" But he turned and rebuked them, saying, "You don't understand what kind of spirit you represent. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And they went to another village. And as they went on the way, a certain man said to him, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus said to him, "The foxes have dens, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man does not even have somewhere to lay his head down." And he said to another, "Follow me." But he answered, "Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father." And he said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but you go and declare the kingdom of God." Another also said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say goodbye to those who are at my house." But Jesus said to him, "No one, having taken hold of the plow, who then looks back, is useful for the kingdom of God." This is the end of Luke chapter 9.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.